Tiger!
Order, order.
Hello, I'm Tom Fruin. I'm on Bowen Street in Wellington at the intersection with the Terrace. Behind me are the Beehive and Parliament. Ahead on one corner is the Treasury and on the other is the Reserve Bank. It's about 2 minutes walk all downhill to Bowen House on Lambton Quay, where the Reserve Bank Governor, Graham Wheeler, and his deputy, Grant Spencer, had an appointment at 1:10 on Wednesday. They were there well ahead of time to answer questions about the bank's financial stability report published that morning at 9:00. Pretty much the same crowd that went to hear them do that at the Reserve Bank then followed them into the committee room number 2 in Bowen House, where they faced questions from MPs on the Finance and Expenditure Committee, including Labour's finance spokesman Grant Robertson, who was interested in the measures they'd announced that morning to raise the minimum deposit to 30% for house buyers in Auckland, specifically aimed to take some of the heat out of the city's residential property market.
Do you think there is a risk in having put forward restrictions around speculators who are using the New Zealand banking system that you might be making it easier for foreign speculators, cash speculators, to be involved in the market? Is that a risk of the policy you've announced today?
Reserve Bank Governor Graham Wheeler said that their main concern was the financial stability of the country's banking system.
That's our responsibility, to think about those financial stability risks. So that's where our focus is.
Sure, but did you consider the fact that you could be effectively creating a loophole by which you would encourage further foreign speculation?
Well, to the extent that there's less aggressive competition, if you like, from investors, that gap could be filled by, you know, various parties. You know, hopefully we'll see more first home buyers, for example, get access to the market.
Yeah, I take that point that that's the hope, but I guess the concern is that given we don't know the facts about foreign speculation, but we can make some judgments, that it is possible that there would be potentially more room for that class. And isn't it?
Across the table from Mr. Robertson, Nationals Hunua MP Andrew Bailey was concerned about the impact on local first home buyers.
Just a piece of clarification. So all these the three changes you've announced, none of this relates to people buying their first house or a new development, a house that's just been built.
Mr. Bailey's question was addressed by the Deputy Governor, Grant Spencer.
So for new construction, as under the existing LVR restriction, there's an exemption for loans for new construction or for purchasing an apartment off the plan.
Grant Spencer said people buying new homes from builders would be subject to the existing deposit restrictions, which didn't fully address Mr. Bailey's concerns.
Don't you think we've got a slight disconnect? Because here we've got a government absolutely focused on increasing the supply of new properties, getting new houses into the market, and there's a possibility by maybe looking at how those rules are applied to make sure that we're getting people, first-time buyers often will be buying those properties, and to make sure that they're not disadvantaged.
Well, the bank, since the rule came in, since the exemption came in, have been marketing that product more, and have been more and more new first-time buyers have been, you know, buying off the plan or at the construction phase in order to obtain the exemption. So those numbers have been increasing.
Grant Spencer later switched mics to let his boss answer this question from the Greens co-leader, Russell Norman.
Why do you think the heads of all the banks don't think that there's a problem with house prices in Auckland and you do? Seriously. I mean, you could sorry, I don't mean to sound like I'm, you know, trying to stir the pot, but from the bank's point of view, obviously they make money from lending, right? So they want to lend more, but they must also recognise that if there's a big correction in Auckland, that's a problem for the banks as well. But they all are literally all saying that you've got it wrong.
Graham Wheeler didn't agree with that.
I'm not sure they're saying they've got it wrong. I have heard some of them say that they don't want to describe the Auckland market as a bubble, and we wouldn't use that language either. But I think they realise that there's a significant supply-demand imbalance and that house prices are severely stretched. That's certainly true from some of the conversations that we've had with them privately.
Reserve Bank Governor Graham Wheeler at Wednesday's Finance and Expenditure Committee's briefing on the bank's financial stability report for May. Much more about the country's finances next week. It's the budget on Thursday, Bill English's seventh as National's Finance Minister. More details on our website at parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.